Where do we find out? How do we grow? How do we express this extension or this expression of growing in Jesus Christ? The only way that we can come to do that is to be into the Word of God. T.D. Jakes, you're a liar. And I wish somebody would contact him and tell him to come to my website and let, you are a liar straight from the pit of hell. And let me make this, I'm going to debate you out. If I got to buy the plane ticket myself, I will appear on any stage in this country with you and face you down, because you don't know God. You've never known God. You know Beelzebub. You are his agent of destruction. And God forbid, black people need not listen to this kind of foolishness. Now, since we have a Bible in our homes, and many black homes have Bibles in their homes, but the unfortunate thing is most people don't even know what it means between the pages. They're too busy being between the sheets, if you get my drift. Now, and most of you black women that are out there with your head spinning around looking at this horrible looking man, he's horrible. I cannot believe that you're looking at one of the most detestable looking men that I've ever seen in my life, giving up these words, his face matches his false doctrine. Don't get me wrong. Everybody can't be as ugly as I am. But the point is that his ugliness supersedes the ugliness of the doctrine. Maybe that's why I feel this disdain towards this thing that calls himself a man. And I don't care. If your bishops affirm him, if your pastors affirm him, they're all trying to get big. They're all trying to make name for themselves. But a real man of God will stand alone. Will stand alone. I'm amazed as I go to good websites, as I surf the World Wide Web and see many of these web blogs that have my website attached to theirs as links for people to go to for Bible teaching. It blesses my heart that people know that Pastor John is going to speak the truth to you. Pastor John is not going to lie to you. Pastor John don't have a reason to lie to you. I'm not trying to get your money. I'm not trying to be your partner. I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm going to give you the Word of God the way God gives it to me, straight out, flat out, the way it is. You have been deceived by the T.D. Jakes of this world. And since the church has been deceived by the T.D. Jakes of this world, well, wait a minute. Stay in John 15. Look at verse 14 and 15. He says, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Now, you know what we've done? We're doing whatsoever this fool tells us to do. And that's what he's a fool. And you know what? Any man that's going to tell you to listen to the voice of God, you need a definitive clarification of what he means by that. And I'm going to tell you what he means. As God spoke to Abraham, to tell Abraham to take Isaac, his only son, out into the wilderness and offer him. T.D. Jakes says, I'm not telling you if God, wait a minute. If the voice of God tells you to go and take your child in the wilderness and kill your child, if it's the same voice of God that spoke to Abraham that supposedly is speaking to T.D. Jakes, why wouldn't you do what the voice of God told you to do? You see what I mean? It doesn't make any cotton-picking sense at all like that. Now, he tried to brush that off in his little sermonette, if you can call it that, and said, "I'm not telling you to do that." But wait a minute. What if it's the voice of God? How can you detect it? What? The voice of God only tells you that you're going to be a millionaire and have money? The voice of God is going to tell you that the cancer is gone? The voice of God is going to tell you that you're going to marry the person that you want to marry? But the voice of God is not going to tell you to take a child and offer him up as a sacrifice on Mount Moriah? Wouldn't a knife to cut his heart out? See, there's some ambiguity here. See, and I want to tell you something. When I watched that sermon, I saw something when I watched it. And I want to thank the brother, I don't know who you are that sent me that, but I thank God for your life. Because the brother said, "I want to hear your comments on that." Brother, when you send me something, because see, people know that I'm busy. I don't watch TBN. I don't watch that. That is a poisonous, come on, man. Y'all got to be kidding me. No Christian in his right mind could watch TBN. That's why the only time that I watch any of the foolishness that comes on that network is to do research. And the brother just told me to look at that. And I didn't know what I was looking at and listening to. It was really heartbreaking to watch the precursor of T.D. Jakes speaking on this link. And then, man, this white Australian pastor acting like a buffoon, screaming and jumping all up and down on the stage. And these sorry Anglo people eating up this garbage. And then T.D. Jakes comes on with part two of the Bozo Clown Hour. You've got to be out of your mind to even go to TBN for anything of value. And I don't want to hear any comments about Charles Stanley being on there. It's compromise, any way you look at it. I wouldn't give those clowns a dime, a dime. I would rather not broadcast at all than to be a part of that. And when you're a part of that, you've compromised. And you know what? Listen to this preacher and listen good, because this is going to come back to you when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ. When you compromise and you have heard the word of the Lord from the man of the Lord, me, because I am a true preacher of God. I have no personal intent of trying to get anything from you in any way. You will be judged by the very word that proceeds out of my mouth, because I'm giving you the very word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Look what Jesus says. Jesus says in verse 14 of John 15, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Verse 15, he says, "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I made known to you." See, T.D. Jakes hasn't heard from God the Father. He's heard from the God of this world. Now you tripping. Because, see, you acting like you don't know who I'm talking about. And you know what? That shows your ignorance. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Follow along with the past. See, this is why T.D. Jakes doesn't want you to go to the Word of God. Because if you go to the Word of God is going to condemn him. See, and every true man of God is going to use the Word of God in order to give God the glory. Now, look what Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting with verse 1. "Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we do not lose heart." In other words, the Apostle Paul is saying, we refuse to surrender. See, a lot of people come to my website and they say, when is this John Coleman going to stop? I refuse to surrender. I'm not going to compromise like most of these squares have done. Paul says, "But we have renounced the things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the word of God." See, that's what T.D. Jakes is doing. That's why he's telling you to listen to the voice of God instead of the word of God, because he doesn't want you to read this verse. "Not adulterating the word of God, but by manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." In other words, he's saying, Paul is saying, like I'm saying, look at my life. If you see me running with hoes, condemn me. If you see me living a secret homosexual life, condemn me.